January 31st.
So why is that? There won't be the technology to distribute it?
In large part.
Right. But look at this. You said the EMP would cause the computer breakdown and people would die because they don't have their computer networks to organize their lives. You kind of said the EMP already happened. Is there another more intense EMP coming?
Yes.
Right. And then that's when the guff, everybody dies. Now, you said the guff has already had that experience. Are we going to have another one?
Yeah.
Is it because you don't want...
Bob, it's not completed yet.
Right. So you tell people the guff is already emptied over the last couple of years because you want them to shift the images they have of, oh, we're waiting for the guff to empty. You're trying to say, hey, people, it's happening around you more intensely than you realize. You're having the problem of communication. You got to use words. So you say words, and the people hear it, and they go with that meaning. But it's other meanings that have to be included. So you have to sort of apparently contradict yourself and say, no, the guff has already emptied. That's the difficulty of communicating the scenario that you have to work with?
On point.
Beg your pardon?
On point.
Yeah. So I understand what your dilemma is and how you're shifting about, but we can even say we wouldn't because it just confused people. But the guff hasn't emptied yet the way you originally said on May 5th, 2010. I think that was the date when you first laid it out. That extreme die-off is still scheduled to happen. So that would be why people couldn't get food. The EMP cuts down the computer coordination of everything. Or is there another reason why there'd be no food?
There'll be some more. There's a little more development.
Right. So with that biblical kind of tribulation, that's why Trump is a biblical figure, because is he what they predict, the military leader who comes out of the situation and creates an antichrist? You know, they say the military leader...
No, makes room for it.
Trump makes room for the military leader, for the antichrist?
Yes.
But he's not the antichrist himself, but he will look...
That's correct. He'll make the way for it.
And is that, that's something that we will be, hide from? Or we will be the antichrist?
You'll know it. No. You won't. It won't be like that.
It'll be a different kind of antichrist.
That's an angelic force.
Right. So Trump is not a human being like me.
Mostly he is.
He has some kind of different kind of blood in him? Like what you have singled him out. Go way back in 2009, you put him in there with the pharaohs and Balmoral.
Yeah.
What is it? Was it his father, grandfather? What is it in the Trump world, or just him? Oh. What was the point we were just saying, Carolyn? So
you're asking about the details of why the food supply is broken, how that applies,
and where we would be. Yeah, and
where,
you were saying
where you are. You're in the interval.
Right. We're talking about the Antichrist and what will happen when the Antichrist comes forward. Does the Antichrist come out of the United States or Europe? China?
They're going to merge. It'll be merged. They'll be emerging.
So it'll come out of sort of a world government structure.
Structure.
And China will be included.
Certainly.
And it will be an attempt to, it's like the War of the World scenario that,
right before Animal House.
Right, before Orwell. What's the name of that guy? H.G. Wells wrote about the War of the World, War of the Worlds is, Oscar, the movie guy from Hollywood. It's funny you can't remember these names, but the War of the Worlds is, something about the future to come. The Shape of the Future to Come. The Shape of Things to Come by H.G. Wells shows kind of a disaster situation, and then this world government is built to recover from the disaster. Is that what you're saying with the Antichrist? It's after the Armageddon, the Megiddo,
yes.
The blood, the viruses.
Yes.
Which is it's a natural.
It's after that.
Right, and it's logical. Why wouldn't humans say, okay, we destroyed all our national divisions and that. We can organize a global village now. Average mm-hmm. intellectual little men would think that's a good way to go, right? It makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Yep.
Let's all get together.
Logical.
But it'll be tyrannical because it'll be based on old science, on old models.
Yep.
They won't know how to do it. Meanwhile, we'll be creating the new civilization inside that.
Right. And have
which
so
will
far.
Be, so when the world government comes in, is that the beginning of the tribulation?
You can't say it like that, Bob.
Okay. The point is that the Bible predicts that this world government will fail, will be a drag. That's still what you see. And out of that, people die or continue dying, and then only those that have access to Iandom survive and thrive.
Basically.
All right. Can you say how many millions of people will be thriving, ascending, because of our work?
No. They don't give you the big head. You've got big dick syndrome right now, Bob.
I don't try to. I only do that for manipulative satire purposes, right?
The manipulative satire in us is going to prevent you from getting out of control.
Well, that's a good way. There's a good explanation of why Ion says all those things about me, Carol. The manipulative satire by Ion counters Bob's manipulative satire.
Right.
So we kind of knew what you're saying. We kind of knew, but we didn't know when it was going to happen or how intensely. There was a room for
the degree.
Yeah. There was a room for, we might help people and they'll calm down. But you're saying, no, what we could do to stop it, we failed. And that's, we failed
nothing
on that point.
Nothing you could do.
Is that partly what you're saying and why you say you've taken over? Because humans failed to respond to the last art form, Dobbstown. They didn't respond.
Essence.
Yeah,
in
and they didn't know they were supposed to respond. And we certainly had no credibility.
Yeah, okay.
But now we are. Now people are some people around the world are gravitating towards us. They're finding about the product. They're saying, wow, this is something. Is it like when they hear Carolyn, she sounds pretty confident? They think, woman knows what
she's doing. No, they don't believe it at all, but they go with a little bit. And then other people, everybody can't be wrong.
Yeah, in other words, they're hearing so many great testimonials.
Sweet little Shah.
Yeah.
See, she's some of those catching on people. They're catching on.
Yeah, she's a symptomatic of, holy shit, it's all coming true. The bad news, and here's the solution. That kind of thing.
Well, and you need to send David Icke a thank you note, because all these conspiratorial, ridiculous, inappropriate thoughts are making you going to make you wealthy, Bob.
Well, how they give bad news, they make people feel paranoid. How does that switch to them getting benefits from us?
Because now what happens is they have no choice. People have no choice but to find something to obfuscate the outcome, the position. And so
they think Icke's world is coming true, and now they need to get an antidote to it.
Now it's turn or burn days.
So Shah is becoming an archetype of this change.
And that's why we're very soft and easy with her on purpose.
Right. Okay, so people just instinctively feel, they become aware of our website, they look at it, they see all the testimonies, they say, yeah, this got to be something going on here, because there's so many good testimonies, right?
That or it's the devil or something.
Or it's the devil. Did you just say that?
Yeah, and they don't care either way. The devil don't scare them.
Right, but they know it's real intense. It's some kind of thing they just...
Well, they look at their world, and their world goes, what? And then they turn around, and then they go, what? And it's like, no, that can't be. That was a typo. That was a misprint. What? And the next thing you know, they say, come in, President Trump. Have a nice day. You sit right here at the head of the table, and they go, what?
They go, what, they can't believe it's happening, but they now know it is happening.
Right.
Okay, a couple of particulars. I read an article last night. Is Steve Bannon running Trump? Is Trump
no,
Bannon?
No, but he's running you.
He's running me.
Yeah, he is doing. He's going to be the one. He is your seat at the table until you get there.
All right, he's doing me before I get there. Is he aware of us?
Yes.
Does he believe
it? Bob, he's the fucking chairman of Breitbart. Are you nuts?
Well, does he know Trump's taking the drops?
Yes, of course. So if he...
So Trump encourages people believing that he's a dupe of Bannon. That's encouraged by Trump.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he doesn't. Okay. Oh, he doesn't believe that.
No, he doesn't. That's not a meme. It's embraceable, Bob. I mean, how do you embrace that?
Yeah, Trump doesn't take it seriously, but that's just the media just trying to come up with crazy little man ideas about Trump.
Little man added. What you call it. Little man added.
Right, right. Okay. Betsy DeVos, will she be confirmed?
She already has been.
Yeah, because they were saying there's three more states to stop her. They didn't get the states, okay? Right?
Yeah, no, she's in.
Why is there Goldman Sachs characters in Trump's cabinet when Trump was so verbally against Goldman Sachs?
The people on Goldman Sachs are not the same thing. Okay? They're not the same thing.
Oh, the people who worked, like Bannon, worked at Goldman Sachs.
Right.
The Rothschild guy, forget his name, Will somebody. Ross, Miss Wilbur Ross. I think he used to work there. These people agree with Trump. They are not trying to control him on behalf of Goldman Sachs.
That's exactly correct.
Are there bad guys in Goldman Sachs who are part of the establishment who are freaking out?
Yes, but they're still at Goldman Sachs.
Right. They didn't leave. Okay.
Right.
There are tweets coming out from rogue members of Trump's staff that are exposing Trump, supposedly. Who's doing that?
There's nothing to expose. There's nothing to expose.
Well, they're saying Trump is a distracted president worrying about the New York Times not doing work. You know, they take the little man's assumptions of what the president should do, and these people are there, and they're saying Trump is an idiot. Who's tweeting?
Okay.
Who's doing those?
You did that. You said he's an idiot. You said he's crazy. You said nobody'd vote for him. You said he's ridiculous. You did it.
I said he's going to get in despite that.
Well, that's because we said. Well, so it's like he was even more of an idiot than you thought, or less of an idiot than you thought.
So you're trying to claim in other words, the election was a battle between Iron and Bob. Bob was wrong and Iron's right. That's what you're saying right now.
No, you're supporting it. You're glad it occurred, but you questioned his veracity.
But when I was talking to the enemy, I would pretend I was sane and questioning him.
Okay.
But personally.
Personally, that's just how that goes. So, yeah, just saying.
Yeah, I was a triple agent. Let's remember that. Okay.
That's no worries. That's perfectly all right with us. Don't scare
right.
us.
So who's doing the tweeting, and are they actual staff members? If it's me, no, I'm not a staff member, so they're not.
It's not you.
You don't want to say who it is right now?
No, they're going to be exposed.
Are they going to get executed for treason?
No, they just get sent on their happy way.
And they are, but what they're saying is not true. They're making up shit, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Trump fired the Attorney General. The Attorney General doesn't change with the administration, so the guy could have stayed on?
It's already changed. No, he already changed. Miss Loretta Lynch, that bitch left the building right off the chute. That's not the conversation. The conversation was Sally Yates was her replacement, and now she's been gotten shut up.
Right. In other words, Trump would have let her last another week before his guy came in.
Before Jeff Sessions came in.
Right. And the point is that she's such an asshole, he had to get rid of her before the appointed ritual time.
Yep. she needed to go anyway.
Right. Okay. What are they learning at the Louvre with their accelerator about the elements or artifacts they're looking at?
They're not using it for that. They're using it to recreate the non-premise of time. They're trying to prove that time is not.
Well, are they doing that at CERN also?
No. At CERN, they're trying to open a horse-swallowing black hole.
Right. And so the people running the Accelerate the Louvre have no connection to the CERN people, CERN project.
No. Except they spend the same money.
They spend the same, they get donated the same money?
No, they get money from the same people.
That's what I meant, yeah. So they...
Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to overstate.
No, that's all right. So listen, the people who are giving them money don't like some of the discoveries the CERN is making, so CERN plays it down, and they also wouldn't like some of the discoveries the Louvre people are making.
Right, and they're not doing the same thing and kind of thing, so that's right.
Right. And so the people giving the money knows that the two different projects support the two projects for their measly little man goals. Meanwhile, at the Louvre, they say they're analyzing artifacts. That's a cover story for the secret No Time project.
C.K. Elliott.
Right. And so are there people from Parallel Worlds running both projects, at CERN and the Louvre?
They're connected, yeah.
Are they aware, those people, of what we're doing?
Of course. Your own
Did
video
they invite us?
You?
When JW
No, you broke
there.
In. You broke
we
in.
We broke in. And we and
yeah,
the,
that,
and
that'll
the,
fix you. That'll fix your little tape now, won't it?
My tape, T-A-P-E, recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to play that part. But the, but the point is that they... what was I saying? Oh yeah, when I visited, and then they had the story of the stranger came from the future who left crumbs that got in CERN. That's a metaphor for the crumbs left in cultures about how to ascend. Is that
yeah,
was that
right.
His metaphor? Yeah, the crumb
Correct.
Metaphor.
Correct.
Okay.
They're sad. They all suck sooner or later, but we have to keep pitching them as we go.
All right.
And then Karen's going to start liking them, and then we'll never do another one again.
Liking what?
Metaphors.
Oh, yeah, right, right. So academia has no intellect like Newton was, like Einstein was. You have to have these icons that all the students think is the genius that we all aspire to. That's why we go to university to try to be like Einstein or something, make an attempt at it. The Intellectual Academy does not have an icon for that role. Therefore, they can't centralize education. So DeVos comes in not willing to do, not worrying about setting up an archetype, I guess. Is that the way to interpret DeVos's?
Right. She's going to change it all.
Yeah, she's definitely not going to worry about having an archetype like McLuhan.
She's going to make sure there is no archetype like McLuhan.
Right.
That's the difference. She's going to make sure that that meme is done.
Right, okay, so then, but I see if there's any archetypes going to come out of it, it's going to be Iandum or Carolyn, if there's
right.
going to be any.
That's right, that's right,
yeah.
That's right.
Okay, and Trump. Trump's going to be an archetype. Okay, so I think you've explained Sharma, the trauma in Sharma's talk. I.M. Pei, the famous Japanese, maybe, architect, P.E.I., I don't know what IM stands for. Mr. Pei, he designed the Louvre. Was he following instructions on the echoing of the Egypt temples, the Egyptian design? Was there a secret society that he was initiated into to make sure the Louvre went along the Egyptian repeat archetype?
You got to go in a different way.
Well... Did he want the Egyptian model repeated because he believed in that, or someone told him to do it that way?
They told him to do it that way.
Beg your pardon?
They told him to do it that way.
Right. And the people told him they're a cult, or are they 418 type people who know what they're doing and are pointing towards Iandam. They want the Louvre to point towards Iandam.
It will. It'll land there.
Right, but the leaders may not know that.
That's right.
Yeah, they got a general point. There's something important about Egypt. You put it on our logo.
Yeah.
All right. So the understanding that something happened in Egypt that we don't understand, and therefore we know it's going to become, still unfolding. The managers of the Louvre and the accelerator know that much. We must echo Egypt because something went on there that we're moving towards. You like that? Those words?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now, I was thinking last night, we never talk about film directors. So I thought, what was Fellini's, you say Shakespeare was a fatalist. What was Fellini's, the famous Italian filmmaker, what was his agenda? What was his meme? What was he about? What was he trying to show? In 8 and a half and Juliet of the Spirits, all these different movies he made, which were quite famous in the 60s.
Ascension.
He's about ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ascension, his ideas couched in Gnostic concepts? Was he a Gnostic ideologue?
It's Gnostic. Yeah, it's Gnostic in construct, but not in reality.
And he understood that.
Yeah.
Did he transition?
Not yet.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to. It's been announced that he died. Let's see.
No, he may be on the way, but not yet.
Well, that means he faked his death. Let me look at the Fellini facts. He died in 1993. That did not happen.
Right.
Did he? He knew to fake his death to help his ascension?
Yep. Well, to set enough things to pass, he couldn't stay here, so he had to move out of the way till he could get it right. You see, you get lost before you get done.
Right. You're saying T.S. Eliot is lost.
Yep. Well, and unlike him, we actually like him.
Yeah. You like Fellini or Eliot in that sentence?
Eliot. We hate Fellini.
Right. You don't like Fellini?
No.
Was he an unfaithful husband?
Yes.
Is that why you don't like him, or you don't judge somebody?
No, we don't care about that.
What don't you like about him?
His tenacity or capacity for knowing.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, no.
No, he's you're saying he has no capacity for knowing.
Right.
Oh, okay. So he's a lazy person.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay, Roxy wanted to know if Nicholas Flamel, why do other, like Victor Hugo, say that Flamel is connected to the planet Mercury? Any reality in why that is?
No.
So did Victor Hugo talk to Flamel?
Nope.
Did Flamel transition?
Yes.
All right, so he's not here. Okay, maybe before we come to Carolyn, the final thing, his minister, Montmorency, was an interesting person, and he had a red sword as a symbol. Was he showing the chromosome 14? Was he showing something about the cross in there using the Knights Templar symbol? What was Minister Montmorency referencing?
Yes.
It was a reference to the Knights Templars, who were supposedly had been disbanded. So it was a code to say they're aligned and supported by the Knights Templars.
No, by you.
You, by me, right. What, I'm the good Knights Templar, or am I the bad?
We don't. See, now we're negotiating, Bob. I really don't know. You know?
All right. Okay. So, Nicholas Flamel's wife was called Perenelle. Does that imply Opinel?
No, just Perenelle.
All right. I did not work with Flamel.
go.
Right. Did I work with Minister Montmorency?
Indirectly, yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think, Carolyn, you can go ahead with your questions. Thank you, Ion.
You're very welcome.
I would ask Carolyn.
No, come on.
Yeah, Carolyn. Do you feel we learned something new today that Ian said we weren't ready for, but we said we'd take it, give it to us? Did we learn something new?
Yeah, it's all going to happen. What he said was might, maybe, will happen, is now happening.
The
Muslims are invading Europe, and everybody's scared in Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're taking over. So that's the Muslim horde is upon us.
Do you agree with that, Ian? So you said it was a dangerous, it's dangerous to work with the McLuhans, dangerous all around in society, is what you, I think you were saying. It's dangerous
everywhere. Well, for the little man, Bob, we wouldn't say it like that. It's not for you, but it's for every fucking body else. They're going to die, Bob.
Right.
They're going to die. Right. So is that a bad day for them? Yep.
And they're going to die by many different means.
Yep.
Right, but that EMP is still lurking. That disastrous EMP effect. So the chaos they're trying to portray of the Trump administration is not happening. That's
right.
Not true. Okay. And you're not saying that because you got invested stake in Trump. You don't give a fuck about Trump. But you just take
Trump is a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Yeah, but he's a distraction for most people.
No, he's the savior for the little people.
Right, and that ain't going to work. If the little people are going to die, are you saying he's a savior for the ones who don't die?
Got to go at it from a different way. So re-ask your question so you don't get confused.
Well, Trump's going to be successful. But it's going to be a violent, dangerous world in his administration. A lot of people are going to die. What will he have done other than support Bob that will be of any consequence? Is that a different way to do it?
No, that's no better either. Try a different way.
Well, he's going to not resist Iondom. So that's going to be to his credit. Will that be why he's famous or considered significant?
Okay. Do you know where the recycle bin is, Bob?
Yes.
Can you toss that question in the recycle bin and ask another question? Let us come back to that question when you're ready for an answer with it. Because any way you go at this, it's going to go sad and you're going to be represented by us. So try a different way. Throw that one away. Start it fresh and new and we'll answer it.
Well, I understand that Trump is going to be I don't know if you call it tough, but he's going to be a realistic president for dangerous times, and that's.
You've never had a president like he is going to be. You've never one time ever had one.
And I just read an article about Hollywood technology doesn't work anymore. Publishing is gone, newspapers are gone, music industry is gone, and now you're looking at the TV industry is going, and Silicon Valley and Netflix are taking over. Are they going to take over for a while, or even they're vulnerable?
Why do you think we're doing all these YouTube channels and all these open stations so people can find you, Bob?
Well, because, JW or you are influencing the content, but I don't know. Are we going to make the movies that people want, or movies won't be important, and we'll be the best entertainment, better than movies?
We say you already are.
Yes, I agree with that. Is that what they'll thank us for?
They already are.
All right. So, I tell the McLuhanites, the new hidden technology is Iondom. On all levels, from the RNA drops to media, entertainment, payday. That's exciting. It does what entertainment used to do. Entertainment was supposed to inspire people, give them hope and all that. Most of the media can't do that anymore. That's why people are relying on reading Trump's tweets. He's the only one from the military-industrial complex putting out kind of positive statements.
Right. When the Democrats give us an attorney general and the rest of the cabinet, they should be ashamed of themselves. No wonder D.C. doesn't work.
That's what he says today, probably. I haven't seen today, but that's the kind of thing he would.
Nancy Pelosi in fake tears. Chuck Schumer held a rally on the steps of the Supreme Court, and the mic didn't work. A mess, just like the Democratic Party.
So the people, the majority of Americans, are cheering Trump.
Oh yeah, they had no choice.
Yeah, regardless of the Wolf Blitzers and CNN and all that crazy stuff. Trump fucked up here. Trump fucked up there. All the people are disillusioned. 90% are disillusioned.
No, but but everybody that turns around, and they're thrilled.
What's it mean to turn around? To adapt to
Trump?
All the people
in the world, in the United States, in the world, and in the United States. Everybody, whatever CNN and Hollywood and Bollywood and the ridiculous damn yellow dog Democrats think they're saying, and they're trying to make this big thing and every talk show and every problem and every this, all this bullshit, everybody else in America is railing, thrilled, happy, dancing in the fucking street. Cannot stand how happy they are. They are thrilled. You got 11 people out there laying out there prostrate in front of everybody to get paid $1,500 to be in a little marchy, marchy, march. Nobody else cares. Drive them into the sea. Kick your Pied Piper and run them out in the sea. Let them march into the sea. Drown their damn ass. Good. Because everybody else is thrilled beyond words.
And the media can't report that. And George Soros refused to believe it. So Soros' days are numbered.
They're done. He's done. But we remember we said it already.
Right. But he's still trying to fund something. Some resistance.
Yeah. He's trying to find something to collect.
Is he part of the establishment that's very worried about Trump? Or is he an outlier? He's a rogue guy. Does he have anybody supporting what he does?
You can't do it that way, Bobby. Either way you get it, it's going to be ugly. See, we don't want to tell you wrong. We want to get you right on the money because that'll change how you feel. And changing how you feel can affect outcomes. You spent a long time in the Thompson Quadrant, if you recall, not long ago. So we certainly don't want to slip you right back into that place. And being a dupe as you are, we don't want to put you in a bad light. We want to keep you right.
Okay, but I think you're over-worrying. I'm okay.
You are fine, but we have to make sure we keep your root in close to the water. We have to keep the branches of your roots, what you're rooted in, close to the water. We don't want any withering. We don't want anything to fix. We don't want anything to undo. We don't want anything to straighten out. You have enough things to straighten out now without any extra straightening out. So you're doing good.
Yeah, but you're saying knowing about Soros is irrelevant.
He's gone. Send flowers.
Okay, but there is some part of the establishment. What about the Project Paperclip Nazis? You said they ended up in North Korea. Are they still trying to stir up shit over there?
Yes, they are.
Are they linked into the Pentagon, infiltrated the Pentagon also?
Of course. Certainly.
Right. So they're the ones who want to have a nuclear war.
Yeah. Well, they want it. No, they want the rumor of the war.
They don't want it to actually happen. They just want the fear.
We can buy all these places where there's a problem. Donald Trump get on the stage and says, you know what, America? You're right. Fuck these damn niggers. Have one of them where they are. Let's blow them up. You ready? We're going to do it. I got the codes. I got the football. If y'all, everybody on, get on the Twitter. Get on your twat. Get your twat on the Twitter and Twitter me right now. And if I get 17 billion pluses, I'll bomb the motherfuckers and we won't have this conversation anymore. We'll call it a day. And then we can all go to the beach and have a big day and have a big time. Won't it be wonderful then? We'll be recovering from sin. All those people and all those terrorists, they'll be in terror heaven. There'll be a worldwide shortage of virgins for them radical Islam terrorists. Gonna get them 40 virgins apiece, so we're gonna blow their shit up. And then look, it'll be great because all that sand is gonna make some beautiful lusters for the chandeliers that will rehang in Versailles. It'll be fabulous.
So this kind of rant makes people think that we're demonic, right? Some people think we're demonic.
We don't care. We don't care what they think. No, no, right. We're just saying we don't care what they. No, we don't mean that forward or sharp or blah 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 blah. That doesn't make a difference. What does make a difference is they need to get on the bus. Get on the bus. It worked for Rosa Parks. Get on the bus.
Okay, so that's what Trump would do.
After that, it doesn't matter. You see, after that, it doesn't matter.
Is the blood going to flow in the Middle East because of Trump taking a plebiscite? No,
we didn't say.
Right,
we didn't say.
Okay.
We don't want it evaporating. We want it just to flow, though.
Trump is governing by tweeting.
In the neighborhood.
People are living.
He is right now, and by administrative political order. I mean, do you realize he's done all this stuff? He's done, and they want it. They don't. He has four people in his fucking cabinet. He's done all this stuff, and he's done his untrue to the entire fucking world. And he has four people. They had the big, huge table and the big, huge room. They had the big press conference. There's four people there. And Rudy Giuliani is one of the guests, and he's going to be over cybersecurity and running over everything. And it's kind of like, and he wasn't even in on the soup. And just sitting there going, you know what would be really great if we had a candidate to work with? But this is what we call governing. This is governing. Get around the table, work it all out, fill out the piece of paper, shoot everybody in the head, and call it a day. Oh, you want to do that? Send her a letter. Can't fire anybody. The government's the first firing that's ever taken place in the entire American government. And he fired Miss Sally Gates. Fired. You're the biggest thing. Goodbye. She wasn't going to be there with 30 seconds anyway, but she don't have a job at all. She could go back and do what she wanted to do otherwise, but... Now she thinks she's going to come to Georgia and run for governor, but that will go very badly for her.
You're saying she's the first attorney general fired? Is that what you just said?
She's the first American. She's the first damn government worker that's ever been fired. Bob, they're like cockroaches. Fired.
Okay. All right.
Promote them out or retire them, but... It's going to be very exciting. There's lots more questions. You're going to develop those. We're going to answer those. But we have to be very careful how we arm you.
You got to be very careful what they tell me. I'll misuse it.
It's like, well, yeah, but I mean, we didn't think you were serious, or we didn't think it was real. Who in their right mind would ever want to live in America, you know, when you got perfectly good Canada? Look how that's changed all of a sudden. And they're going to build that wall, but it's going to keep the Americans in. It ain't to keep the wetbacks out, Bob. It's to keep the Americans in. FEMA cramp, baby. FEMA cramp. All these
well, that's
people
what
got to
fucking
go
Dr. Beter predicted.
He's right. Or Walker
He's
Ford.
Well, does Trump fit within that scenario? He's advocating keeping Americans in?
So far. Why else would Mexico be willing to pay for the damn wall?
So you're saying Trump is bad news for Americans?
No, we didn't say that. We said he is great news for ascending. It won't be long, Bob, when you'll start having the conversation, and they'll ask you a question or talk to them. You'll say, oh, wait, excuse me, just a second. Hold on a minute. I have a question first before we begin. Please welcome. I want to have a nice, long conversation with you. But are you a god? And if they say no, you just hang up the phone. And if they say yes, then you can proceed. But if then it's like, why the hell am I wasting my time talking to you? Go away. Goodbye. And you put it down the front.